Well, from the very beginning, I feel I've got to say that I believe in the in evil and in powers of evil. I believe in devil possession and that these things are a reality. I have never met a person who, to me, appear to be possessed by the devil, even though I've seen a lot of evil things in people. I have traveled, sorry, I haven't seen those things in Ireland because it's rarely that we meet a person possessed by devil in Ireland. I've traveled to the Caribbean, just off the coast of Venezuela in Trinidad and Tobago, and worked there for a short while, and certainly great evidence there of devil possession. But I think in countries where there's black magic and voodoo rampant, you do meet these devil possessions. And indeed, many of my colleagues who work there have experienced quite traumatic things. Some of them have even had to come home rather broken men because of it. I think recently there's an interest in this possession because films like The Exorcist and Salem's Lot have highlighted how devil can possess people. And indeed, I'm an ordained minister for exorcism myself, and I'm aware of how evil can take over in a person's life. But in Ireland, I feel that many of these so-called appearances of the devil, I feel, in fact, they're all illusions. First of all, I feel men in our mental homes, a lot of the people who are there are there for religious problems, and their mental sickness is due sometimes to wrong attitudes given to them from religion. And therefore, you know, I just kind of people who are suffering from these illusions because of mental illness, well, I don't see that the devil is really appearing there. I think that's, that these people are sick, and it's great to have people who care for them.